Hello everyone, this is Victoria Borelli here at Trade Show Minute. We are at InfoComm 2017. My name is Victoria Borelli. This dude right here next to me is...
Johnny Mota, and we are accompanied here with...
David Schmier with Prism.
Hi.
Welcome on our show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
So, can you tell us maybe, first of all, Prism's booth number?
Yeah, sure. So we are booth 2575. What we tell people is just go look for the Christie Walls and turn right.
And turn right. Awesome.
Christie Walls, turn right. And then once we land at Prism, what can we expect to see?
Yeah, so you know, people may know Prism for our large canvas displays. And I mean, we in the past have made some of the biggest displays in the world. If you come to our booth, though, you're going to be a little surprised because if you haven't checked out Prism recently, we have invested heavily in our digital workplace platform. Software solution that really is designed to amplify an existing technology ecosystem and to help teams and individuals work smarter together. So, not just displays anymore, we are definitely a total solution company.
And how long has Prism been around?
So, Prism as a company has been around since 2005. We released our first version of the digital workplace platform in 2013. So, the last 4 or 5 years have really been delivering new features, really understanding from integrators and end users, what are they looking for? What are the gaps of their experience?
And hopefully you're getting a lot of feedback at InfoComm. That's a great place for companies to retrieve feedback, also one-on-one with clients and whoever is using your products.
Yeah, absolutely. We're having tremendous booth traffic today, so I mean, definitely, come by the booth, see what everybody else is seeing. I mean, it's been pretty busy here this year. You know, you always kind of wonder, going from Vegas to Orlando, but we've seen the traffic be pretty consistent year over year. And, we're getting really interesting feedback around some of our recent announcements. Most notably, we just announced Prism Go, and so this is a package of our software and displays. So we do offer 4K LCD displays. So Prism Go is an 85-inch all-in-one solution with software and the hardware and the stand. But it's aggressively priced for the integrator. It's specifically designed to help you go in, help companies along with their digital workplace transformation. And so we're seeing some really good feedback from integrators in particular, just helped meet a need in the market. So we're really pleased with that.
Sure. And then you have to excuse that I am still learning a lot about the industry, a lot of companies. Can you remind me maybe, Prism, is it just the pro AV market or home market?
Yes, it's just the pro AV market. So commercial, really designed for, corporate America. And again, what makes us different, because look, there's a lot of displays out there. I'm intentionally trying to avoid using the word collaboration, because we'll go into that rat hole, but what it's really designed to do is help individuals and teams work smarter together. And where we focus on is big projects. So not big projects in terms of installations for the AV, but as an integrator or as maybe a value-added reseller or a consultancy, what problems are your customers trying to solve? So for example, are they trying to bring an electric car to market? Are they trying to develop a new jet engine that will let us fly around the world, or renewable energy? Those things are big problems that existing tech ecosystems just aren't designed to solve, right? There's a lot of collaboration tools out there that are good in their own right. There's nothing tying them together, nothing giving people the ability to create a program or run a program over a period of time. We had actually somebody in our booth earlier today that they happen to be working at a university with NASA and trying to figure out space mining, like big problem, right? Something that we're trying to solve. How do you solve that today, right? That requires CAD drawings, that requires just boring office documents, but it requires a lot of face to face as well. But how do you do that cheaply? That's what we solve.
Very cool. Have you noticed with the feedback any bumps that were unexpected to your company or your products?
I don't know that there's any bumps. I mean, it's always interesting doing a trade show is how reliant the world has become on the internet. And you kind of realize, again, I think the folks here at InfoCom do a really good job with the internet. But once the internet goes out, it's kind of an interesting experience just to say, like, this is what happens. This is how reliant we are on talking to each other.
That is true. I don't know what would happen if the internet went out here. I don't think anything would function. I don't know if I would function.
Might as well just turn the power off.
Yeah. Just go to sleep and where can we find you, your company, on the web? If someone's, listening in right now live and they're like, hey, I want to check out the products as they're talking about it, where can we find it?
Yeah, so you can come visit us at www.prism.com. Obviously, we have all of our product information up there. We have a lot of, a lot of videos. I think people are resonating more with videos these days, so we've tried to go in that direction. Just to visually show, we have a very visual product that if you see it, it's like, oh, now I get everything, as opposed to, maybe reading, a 5 or 6 page document that nobody's got time to do that anymore.
The videos are a good idea. Do you guys, does Prism offer any educational trainings inside or outside or even at the InfoCom show?
So we're not doing any training this year. What I would say, though, is we are actively looking at it for future shows. So stay tuned for that, because maybe we're not doing it at InfoCom 17, but we do go to a lot of the other InfoCom shows throughout the year. Just because we don't have it at this show doesn't mean we won't offer it maybe at the Middle Eastern show, the India show, or potentially ISC next year.
What is Prism looking like in the future? Where can you see maybe the trends in the company?
Yeah, so what we're all about is employee engagement. And, this is mainly driven by, younger workforces coming in and actually having, not in a bad way, but an outsized impact on, their employer's future because of the ideas that they're bringing, what they already inherently know about tech. So what Prism, is looking to do over the next 5 years or so is really help companies bridge the generational gap. Bring a little bit of consistency to the experience so that people that are looking to maybe join a company right out of college, really want to work there. But then you think about, okay, if I have top talent or I have top managers, do they want to stay here? Right? There's an incredible war for talent going on right now. People are wanting to go to tech companies. People are leaving. Some of the companies that are iconic brands in the world. Because they're just finding better work environments elsewhere. So I think we're gonna really be helping companies bridge that gap.
Sure. It's like you listen to one of my podcasts or something, like Coffee with Millennial Z. But I appreciate that your company and you yourself is continuing this conversation. We at least from my experience, the 2 years that I've been in the industry, there's a talk about need for the younger generation or that they're coming, and we have to open up doors and say, hey, you guys are really good at technology. Can we help you grow, and you can help the company, and we can help you, and everyone's just a big happy family with technology and nerding it up. But yeah, I see that someone has told me that the work environment has also changed because of this, maybe more remotely. I don't know if it's because of the younger generation or if it's because technology is growing like rapidly fast and changing too. So what do you think? Is this the work environment changing because of millennials, or is it because of the technology?
Well, I think it's probably all of the above, but what I'll say is we shouldn't look at what millennials are doing as some sort of threat to the way a company needs to work, right? Millennials are just bringing in a new set of expectations based on, what other generations have told them. And honestly, when we actually survey, the generations, Generation X says, and even some baby boomers says, look, I can be productive anywhere, right? And people would normally associate that with millennial, but it's not. I mean, actually, most workers think, look, you give me the right tools, I can be productive anywhere I can. And, I think what millennials are really bringing to the table, though, is this comfort level with interacting with new technology. One of the things that I think every vendor every IT professional or AV professional responsible for implementing technology will say is, it's all about how do I help people overcome that initial fear of new technology, right? Whether that's a desktop application, an iPhone application or something like that. What we're talking about is getting people up out of their chairs and interacting with things on the wall in front of their peer. Millennials have no such fear with that, right? And so, I think that's something to be commended. And I think that's something that we can learn from. And really what that's going to do is help, you know, teams, you know, like I said, work smarter together because everybody's getting up, collaborating, you know, riffing off each other on ideas.
Sure. Well, thank you for being a fan of having young people coming into the industry. It's not that people are not welcoming, but you just gave us a good thumbs up for that. So thank you for that.
But yeah, what I would say to everybody listening to this, millennials have a lot to offer, right? And so, you know, listen to them. They want to be coached as much as you want to coach them. So, you know, don't be scared.
Good. We don't bite. It's
exactly.
We just want to help and we want to learn. And we're really trying to geek out over technology with our employer. So, any last words maybe about the booth or maybe events going on in the booth before we wrap up?
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, what I would say is, you know, come by the booth. We have a really good guided booth tour that takes you all the way from, you know, I'll start at the very top. You know, what we're about at Prism's idea and how an idea becomes a profitable outcome. So, as I said, you know, how some of these companies are really solving big problems. And what we have at our booth is a really nice tour of, you know, how ideation happens, you know, maybe as an individual with a desktop or an iPad or something like that. And how you can bring that into the work environment and how, again, you can usher that idea all the way through to, you know, that final executive pitch to get the funding. So, again, you can visually see it. I think, you know, a lot of people, you know, it makes sense for what they have. We're also showing a lot of neat things, like we have a brand new feature called co-browsing. So if you've thought about, oh, you know, sharing web-based application, web-based content is old hat. Yeah, in a sense it is. What we've really done is taken a new twist on it and said, you know, for example, if you, Victoria, were to start a web browser, you know, you would think, okay, I'm the only one that can browse this. Well, with co-browsing, you can actually give me control of your browsing session, and I can take you on a tour of where I want you to go. Where this really gets powerful is, you know, let's say we're using, you know, authenticated applications like Office 365, Salesforce, or maybe, you know, cloud-based ERP solutions. I only need one login, and I can bring my whole team into that content. And they can navigate around as if they had that login. And then when you leave or you say, hey, I'm going to shut this off, you know, you guys can, you know, that data can stay where it is. So it's really powerful what that can do in terms of opening up information throughout an organization. We think that's going to help speed up a lot of innovation. We're also showing how Prism runs on a lot of third-party hardware displays. So a lot of noise is being made in our industry about the Surface Hub. We have a Surface Hub in our booth running Prism Application Suite. We've also got some displays from, you know, some nice companies like Avacor and Planar. By the way, you can also go to Planar's booth and see that 196 seamless display. It's running Prism software, so you can kind of see how we work on a bunch of different ways, a bunch of different form factors. And then the final one, of course, is you know, device streaming. So we all know we've got great content on our mobile devices, but I want to share that with people around the world, wherever they are. We can do that. Really low bandwidth requirements. I'm really excited about how we sort of figured out that compression solution.
Well, it sounds like you're on top of the trends right now. And if anyone wanting to talk to David at Prism, where can we find your booth number?
Yeah, so booth number is 2575. Like I said, you can kind of look for the Christie booth. We're just behind them. We're also going to be having a few sessions at Center Stage. So if you kind of like what Victoria and I have been talking about, I'm going to expand on that tomorrow.
Oh, nice. Tomorrow, we got to check you guys out if we have time at 11, or there's also another 3 p.m. that I wanted to look at. It sounds like Center Stage has a lot of good conversation going on.
Yeah, exactly right. We're really excited to be a part of it this year.
Very cool. Do you know if Center Stage has any recorded, other than us, maybe coverage? I mean, it's a great publication. It should be there. I hope you can find it on great publications, but yeah, Center Stage. I think I saw on infocom.org with a lineup of who's speaking there. Right.
Yeah, I don't know who's recording it. I do know that, you know, we have to sign that, so it could be you guys.
Good. I just
hope to see you there. Yeah.
Sure. Well, thank you so much. Again, if your friends and colleagues weren't able to listen in live, you can hear this podcast later on, posted up at ravepubs.com/infocom2017. Ravepubs is also on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter as at ravepubs. I'm on Twitter at @BarolaVictoria_. Johnny, where are you in the world?
Chimbota3, and you can also follow at ravepubs radio where we're broadcasting this show, the Trade Show Minute. Thank you for listening, everyone, and thank you for being on the show.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.